The story today is about King Saul and then David. King Saul was the first king that the Lord chose to be king over the children of Israel. He was a great, tall man, and at first he was a good king of Israel. But later, he seriously disobeyed the Lord, and so the Lord sent Samuel to anoint a new king, who was David. I'm sure you remember how David slew Goliath with a sling and a stone. And David became a great leader of the children of Israel's armies, and the Lord gave him victory over the Philistines again and again. And so the people began to love David for protecting their country, and Saul became jealous. He didn't like it that people liked David better than himself. And so we can see in this story today what Saul did. Hear the word of the Lord in the first book of Samuel, parts of chapter 19. And again there was war, and David went out and fought against the Philistines, and smote among them a great smiting, and they fled from before him. And a spirit of Jehovah, an evil one, was upon Saul, and he was sitting in his house, and his spear was in his hand. And David strummed with his hand. And Saul sought to smite through David and through the wall with the spear. And he slipped away from before Saul, and he smote the spear into the wall. And David fled and escaped that night. And Saul sent messengers to the house of David to keep him in and to put him to death in the morning. And Michal, David's wife, told him, saying, "If thou dost not cause thy soul to escape tonight, tomorrow thou shalt be put to death." And Michal let David down through the window, and he went and ran away and escaped. And Michal took the teraphim and set them in the bed, and set a quilt of goat's hair as his headrest, and covered it with a garment. And Saul sent messengers to take David, and she said, "He is sick." And Saul sent the messengers to see David, saying, "Bring him up to me in the bed to put him to death." And the messengers came in, and behold, the teraphim were in the bed, and a quilt of goat's hair as his headrest. And Saul said to Michal, "Why hast thou so deceived me and sent away my enemy so that he escaped?" And Michal said to Saul, "He said to me, 'Send me away. Why should I put thee to death?'" And David ran away and escaped and came to Samuel to Ramah and told him all that Saul had done to him. And he and Samuel went and dwelt in Naioth. And it was told Saul, saying, "Behold, David is in Naioth in Ramah." And Saul sent messengers to take David. And they saw the assembly of the prophets prophesying, and Samuel stood, standing up over them. And the Spirit of God was upon the messengers of Saul, and they also prophesied. And it was told Saul, and he sent other messengers, and they also prophesied. And Saul sent messengers again the third time, and they also prophesied. And he also went to Ramah and came to the great pit that is in Saku. And he asked and said, "Where are Samuel and David?" And one said, "Behold, in Naioth in Ramah." And he went there to Naioth in Ramah, and the Spirit of God was upon him also. And he went going on and prophesied until he came to Naioth in Ramah. And he also stripped off his garments. And he also prophesied before Samuel and fell down naked all that day and all the night. Therefore they say, "Is Saul also among the prophets?" Now in that story we can see that the Lord is protecting David in spite of the sad, sad things that happened to him in that story. And here's a passage from the Heavenly Doctrine that relates to this. "The words which Joseph spoke to his brothers, 'You thought evil against me. God thought it for good, in order to do as it is this day, to make alive a great people, are words which contain within them a secret of heaven. The secret is this. In the other life, the Lord permits infernal spirits to lead the good into temptation, consequently to pour in evils and falsities. They also put all they have into doing this, for when they are doing it, they are in their life and are enjoying it. But the Lord himself is then present with those in temptation, both directly and indirectly by angels, and he resists by rebutting the falsities of the infernal spirits and by dissipating their evil, thus giving refreshment, hope, and victory. Thus, with those who are in the truths of good, the truths of faith and the goods of charity are implanted more deeply and more strongly confirmed. This is the means by which spiritual life is bestowed. From all this, it is evident what is meant in the internal sense by the words in this verse, namely, that they who have been alienated from truth and good, as are the spirits who induce temptations, intend nothing but evil, but that the divine turns it into good. This is according to the order from eternity, by which life comes to those who are in the truths of good. For let it be known that the hellish spirits, who are permitted to trouble the good this way, intend nothing but evil, for they desire with all their might to drag them down from heaven and cast them into hell, because it is the very delight of their life to destroy anyone as to his soul, thus to eternity. But not one whit is permitted them by the Lord, except to the end that good may come of it, namely that truth and good may be brought into shape and strengthened with those who are in temptation. In the universal spiritual world, the end which proceeds from the Lord reigns, which is that nothing whatever, not even the least thing, shall arise except that good may come from it. Hence, the Lord's kingdom is called a kingdom of ends and uses. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.